Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
You want to get down to this sick beat, you got to go through Taylor herself. At least that's what the pop princess is referring to when she recently filed trademarks for some of her most quotable song lyrics from her number one selling album, 1989. So according to the documents released, Taylor has filed to trademark these lyrics 2 days before her album was even released back in October. But why? These trademarks would not allow anybody to use the lyrics on any type of product, which includes clothing, handbags, guitar accessories, ornaments, containers, cookware, towels, blankets, wind chimes, because who doesn't want this sick beat printed on their favorite wind chime?
There is entertainment reporter Aaron Robinson commenting on Taylor Swift trademarking some of the lyrics from her latest album, including this sick beat, to keep them from showing up on unauthorized merchandise. Taylor Swift's trademarks and music in general, pop music, number one. Whoops, wait a minute, number one. Let's do it the other way around, Doug. How about we make it number 10? Yes, because we're counting down on the countdown. This week's countdown, as usual in this hour, we start at number 10 and go to number 1. That's the way it works. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen here to overview the last week of conversation in the month of January 2015, reviewing all the top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine been busy scurrying around trying to avoid the effects of the snow and how it has impacted our industry, your industry, pretty much everybody's industry, wherein there was actually a snowstorm, and there sure as heck was at the headquarters of Talkers and the headquarters of the Good Day program. So Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, listening to talk radio programs, show hosts, understanding what's going on the stations across the country as things change a bit in the world of news talk radio. So at number 10, the entertainment world. At number 9, well, let's find out officially.
Number 9.
Yes, the price you're paying for fuel has stayed in the top 10 now for quite a while. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, Rich McFadden, who's on the program with me, he and I talked to oil industry analyst Adam Cooper about the impact of the death of the King of Saudi Arabia. What has that done to what we're paying here, there, and everywhere for oil?
They're one of the largest producers in the world. So, we are outproducing them right now. But other than that, they're a major, major player in oil and gas. So,
all right, so but why would that? Why would it make a difference if the prince is the leader or the king's the leader? What bearing does that have on how much oil they get out of the ground over there? Is it a process, a procedure? I guess most people don't understand. We think that the oil business is run by wackos.
Change their policies?
Yeah, it just was their policies that people are wondering, are they going to go with the same policies? Are they going to go with new policies? Who's, you know.
So one person makes that decision in Saudi Arabia. Is that, in other words, whether they've been continuing the production level, so that's why there's so much oil on the market, and that's why the price is as low as it is. So one person in Saudi Arabia could change that. Is that basically the concern?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's for a lot of places, it's like that, to be real honest with you. I mean, OPEC, you know, it's a body of people, but really, at the end of the day, it's a bunch of guys around the table that all have a say, and any of them can really do whatever they want. OPEC is just a governing body that they implemented themselves. I mean, that's really one of the main problems with where prices are at today, is that they couldn't agree on a price, or couldn't agree on an amount to produce. And we're stuck really being hurt here in the United States because of it.
We're hurt? Who's being hurt? Well, I'm not being hurt.
I'm liking it.
Paying $2 a gallon.
What is it hurting?
Yeah, right now it's great. And that's what I think last time I was on, we talked a little bit about it. We're starting to see major companies lay people off, we're starting to see drilling companies just shut down completely.
Number eight.
Number eight item this week, as we follow the hot hits in talk radio, the situation in Washington at the White House when that drone landed on the lawn at the White House. Here's host Jimmy Barrett with correspondent Joe Gomez. They discussed the drone and why it happened, who's responsible, and actually, it's, in a manner of speaking, if it wasn't so serious as to how easy it was to get onto the White House lawn, it's kind of funny.
Turns out he was flying it from a park right adjacent to the White House, and maybe Joe Gomez, he had just a few too many cocktails.
Right, this is a case of drinking and droning, I guess you could say.
Can they charge him with that? Could he get a DUI charge for crashing your drone because you were drunk?
I don't think he can, but he hasn't even faced any charges yet. This guy, we understand, is some sort of government contract worker, works for in some capacity with the Department of Defense, we understand. So you think we should have known better than to be flying a drone, which is illegal to fly in the District of Columbia, number one, or to pilot it over the White House. But that's apparently what he did when his quadcopter drone crash-landed on the White House grounds early in the early morning hours on Monday. And so this is bringing a lot of new attention to drones. Should these things be regulated? Is there a potential for a terrorist to utilize these small drones, which radar can pick up and appear on a radar as some kind of small bird? So I think that the White House and the Secret Service, and I know their air defense system, they're looking at different ways to kind of prevent this from happening again.
Well, I know the reaction is going to be that what we lack here is regulation. But as you already said, though, there's a no-fly zone around the White House. But obviously people don't realize that unless they're commercial pilots.
Right, yeah. I mean, you can't fly a plane over the White House. Some of the larger drones, I think, would have been able to be picked up by the radar that's in place surrounding the White House. But again, with this drone, it's so small, it's about 2 feet in size. And even on smaller drones than that could easily be mistaken for some kind of a small bird or something like that. But even so, they could still carry an explosive ordnance of some kind that could, if not cause damage, certainly cause quite a big spectacle. Even President Obama talked about this yesterday during an interview with CNN while he was in India. He said that these new unmanned aerial drones need to be regulated, that there's a lot of companies that can cut costs by utilizing them instead of actual people. And so I think going into the future, we're going to see from lawmakers probably looking at new ways to rein in these drones.
All right, so we have a rather interesting and varied supply and source of information and ideas on the countdown this week, which is very nice. It's refreshing to see us get off of the political bandwagon. Not that there isn't politics involved in the top ten, but there's much more variety in conversation, which is kind of the new trend in the conversation radio, and I certainly support that and laud it. 14 past the hour, number 7, up next on this week's countdown.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more loads to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With 4 flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Number 7.
Number 7 this week, focusing on the information about that flight, the Air Asia flight that went down and who was flying and what happened, etc. Here's Scott Pelley talking to correspondent Jeff Pegues about new info that came out. And the situational blaming, who did what, how did it happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Strong currents in the Java Sea prevented crews from lifting the fuselage of AirAsia Flight 8501. The jetliner went down last month with 162 on board, and the final moments were hellish. Jeff Pegues has more.
After climbing at a rate 3 times greater than normal, AirAsia 8501 likely stalled, which would have triggered alarms like this in the cockpit.
Stalled, stalled.
Satellite information shows the Airbus A320 went into a deep dive, dropping at a rate of 11,000 feet per minute. At that rate, the final 1 to 2 minutes of flight would have been horrifying for those on board. Jim Sullivan is a commercial pilot who's been at the controls of an A320.
A normal descent rate in normal operation on a regular descent would be in the magnitude of 2,000 to 3,000 feet a minute. So an 11,000 foot per minute descent is obviously drastic, combined with a very, very slow ground speed is essentially a straight down descent.
Today, divers removed 6 more bodies from the Java Sea. Some were found under the fuselage. The search for remains has gone on for more than 3 weeks. But it was other aviation mysteries that led to today's new recommendations from the National Transportation Safety Board to aid in the search for lost aircraft. They include reporting systems, which, in the event of an emergency, would send basic flight data from the plane to a satellite, the potential use of a deployable black box that ejects, floats, and sends signals, and longer-lasting and more powerful underwater locating devices. Those tools could have ended the mystery of what happened to Malaysia Air Flight 370, still missing after nearly a year. It's thought to be in the waters off the coast of Australia. To help solve mysteries like that, the NTSB is also recommending image recorders or cameras in the cockpit. The goal is to locate a crash site in the water within 6 nautical miles. But, Scott, change in the aviation industry does not happen overnight. It'll likely take years to implement these recommendations.
I thought it was interesting that the Malaysian government this week declared that the loss of Flight 370, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, was an accident, according to the terms of an international air agreement, and that all the passengers and crew are presumed dead. They said last spring the plane appeared to have been lost with all on board, which cleared the way for death certificates to be issued for the passengers and crew members so they can get into the litigation department, which is really all a lot of these people care about. Number 6 up next on this week's Countdown.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at guns80.com.
They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Yeah, let's get to number six here. The situation we find ourselves in, our country and Cuba. Pretty interesting things developing over the course of this month and this week. Hear from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Ludell with Johns Hopkins History Professor Franklin Knight. They discuss Cuba's latest demands before they will agree to completely normalize relations with our country.
The government of Cuba seemingly have increased their demands for what they would expect from the United States, from the Obama administration, in return for the restoration of full, normal diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana. Definitely an end to the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. We knew that. But also reparations, the end of Radio Martí broadcast into Cuba, and probably what would be the most difficult for Washington to deliver, an end to U.S. military control of Guantanamo. And what's your interpretation? Cubans just trying to drive a high bargain, seeing what they can get? Or maybe Fidel is telling Raul, don't go soft, or what?
I think it's the latter. I think that certainly my reading of it would be that if he's still advising Raul, that Fidel is saying, you have got to stand up to the Americans. And the four major issues. The Guantanamo thing is not entirely new, because this was announced last year when they had the vote at the U.N., about the embargo. It was brought in for the first time, officially. So there are three major issues and several minor issues, including Radio Martí. The embargo, of course, which the Cubans consider recently to be a very important issue, and the removal from the list of terrorist states. That has been a major factor for them because it affects their international economic relations.
Honestly, I've always kind of considered that probably the most easily achievable from the U.S. side.
Yes, because this is totally a presidential decree. The embargo is difficult and Guantanamo is difficult, although Guantanamo can be diffused because there are aspects of Guantanamo that the president can operate independently.
Although considering that the president cannot even close the penal facility in Guantanamo, how could he possibly ever deliver, well, you know what happened to Jimmy Carter and Howard Baker with the Panama Canal?
Sure. Yes, you're absolutely right on all of these counts. But I tell you what, I have always said it's going to be a long-term discussion and that this will not be concluded in the next 2 years. Unless, of course, the Cubans believe that the sure Republican shoo-in in 2016, in which case they might soften a lot of these petitions. And, of course, 2 years is a long time for both countries. But I think what will happen is that in the next round of talks, they are going to prioritize the issues and see what is possible. And I think that the top priority is definitely going to be removal from the terrorist list.
Yeah, well, which again is more achievable. Of course, I, as a longtime observer of Cuba, and I have listened to Radio Havana broadcast over the years, and it has always struck me, although of course they would reflect the international accounts about whatever abuses happened at the prison in Guantanamo, but over the years, it was really uncommon for Radio Havana to do very much about Guantanamo, even though technically the lease ran out a long time ago. It was much more likely that the absolute top story always was what they saw as the illegal U.S. detaining of Cuban prisoners.
Yes, Guantanamo in Cuba has been a sort of non-issue for years. Guantanamo has been resuscitated as an issue, and I think it is, but that's again my view, it is raised because it's raised in a Latin American context. And you know, they've been pressuring Cuba on human rights. And Cuba wants to say, well, how about Guantanamo? This is a violation of all sorts of international treaties and human rights as well.
All right, so Taylor Swift and music number 10 so far. Oil prices number 9. The drone on the White House number 8. Flight information on the AirAsia situation, number 7, Cuba-U.S. relations, number 6. That brings us to 28 past the hour, the other top 5 issues.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now the countdown continues. I'm Doug Steffen here saying hello to the folks listening in Tallahassee and all over Florida, as a matter of fact, West Virginia, Alabama, Iowa, people checking in with ideas and suggestions and questions about how we do the talk radio countdown show. Hello to the folks in Lancaster, Ohio. Let's get back to the countdown, going from number five to number one in this half hour.
Number five.
There are, as you might expect, some interesting anecdotal focus this week on the Super Bowl and things that are connected to the Super Bowl. Thus is the case with the trial of Aaron Hernandez. Here's Brooke Baldwin, a reporter, talking to legal analyst Ashley Banfield and Robert Schauch about the Hernandez trial getting underway this week.
It struck me the prosecutors really quickly got into the weeds of this whole thing. How did they do? What are they trying to prove? Because I find it interesting in the state of Massachusetts, they actually don't have to prove that it was Aaron Hernandez who pulled the trigger.
No, he just has to be a part of it.
Right.
And I love that you said the weeds, because that's usually what it sounds like. But there's this old expression in a courtroom, and it's great. If you have the law on your side, you hammer the law.
Yep.
Facts on your side, you hammer the facts. If you have neither on your side, you hammer the table. And a lot of times, the weeds are not the table. The weeds are those facts and the law. And so that jury was getting a real roadmap for how the next 10 weeks is going to play out.
How did they do?
So I think pretty good. You know, we're not in the courtroom, and I always say you can read a transcript, you can hear it on a foggy mic, but it's nothing like having that prosecutor in your face in that jury box, and that's all that prosecutor was talking to was those 18 members.
Mm-hmm. And what they want to do is they want to play on that emotion. The prosecutor's going to want to go right for the heartstrings. You saw the mother, she was crying.
Yeah.
And the judge is going to tell them, sympathy plays no role in this case, but anyone who's tried a case in a courtroom knows
it's tough
that
not to see
exactly.
That.
And for the defense, I mean, they're going to have to rely on the fact that there's no murder weapon, no one puts the gun in Aaron Hernandez's hand. They have to go talk about the fact that the surveillance tapes at Aaron Hernandez's house were not damaged. If he knew he did this, he would have destroyed the tapes. He was the only one with access. So that's a point that they definitely hit home.
We'll get to some of the evidence that's allowed and that's not
right.
In just a minute. But staying with the defense, right out of the gate, they were saying he is an innocent man. Odin Lloyd was with his friend. They kept saying friend.
Yep. And
why?
Because they want to paint a picture of Aaron Hernandez and Olden Lloyd as the best of friends. He would never do this to his friend. Aaron Hernandez is someone who takes care of his friends. They're going to try to explain why the cars were rented. He's a millionaire. All of his friends don't have money, so he rents cars for people. He lets them live that lavish lifestyle that he lives. And if they associate Aaron Hernandez and Olden Lloyd as friends, again, they might be able to disassociate from the sympathy aspect and see that he didn't do
it. I think also in that whole trail of evidence that's so amazingly strong, a surveillance trail that almost leads you right to the murder scene and right to the bullets to the head. All this defense attorney or this team of defense attorneys has to do is figure out a way to get to one of those jurors,
right,
and try to get some big piece of doubt.
Reasonable doubt.
Well, it has to be reasonable doubt, yeah. But then what is reasonable? Because you might be reasonable about something and I find you unreasonable, and that's where they have to go. They have to get that juror and put some doubt in there and try to convince them that it's reasonable doubt.
Number four.
Number four is the Super Bowl, how much pressure is supposed to be in a football, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've had people sending me emails. The focus on the NFL this week is pretty ridiculous. One person sent me, this guy named Tom, said the NFL jealously protects its trademark for the Super Bowl. And this fellow said, I know of one radio station concocting a promotion to skirt the ban. Winning callers were given their choice of a can of soup or a free game of bowling during the soup or bowl contest. That's soup or bowl. Get it? Other than the usual contest pigs that call radio stations, didn't draw a lot of listener interest, and there weren't many winners. After the waiting period, the leftover soup was distributed. This is last year, the station staff. There were unclaimed bowling certificates and that sort of thing. I thought that was interesting. Soup or bowl contests. Yeah, everybody's got to get in on the act. Earlier this week here on my, that's not on the countdown, a Good Day program that I host Monday through Friday, I talked to Stephen Mosier, who teaches sports ethics and character development at Ithaca College in upstate New York. We talked about the situation with the footballs and how long this kind of thing has actually been going on in the National Football League.
Oh, this has been going on since there have been games. Absolutely, there this is. And I'm with you as well. I actually have advocated for a long time to my students that they shouldn't depend on having long careers in football, because eventually, maybe in the next 20, 25 years, it isn't going to exist the way it does now, because parents are smart enough not to put their kids into an activity that destroys their brains.
Well, don't tell that to parents in Ohio, Florida, or Texas.
Well, some parents will continue make unwise decisions, mm-hmm, for their children. But, to get back to the matter of does this kind of gamesmanship and cheating go on at the highest level? Of course it does. It's done that forever. And in a business ethics kind of way, the National Football League is absolutely loving this, because that's all people have been talking about for the past 7 days, as opposed to talking about the serious issues like domestic violence, child abuse, concussions, commissioners lying right there on the stand to prosecutors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so
not even to mention the Washington Redskins and that ugly name.
Well, you and I might argue a little about that one, but let's talk about the quarterbacks who have said that they have manipulated footballs and yet nothing's been done. And you think about, again, coaches knowing what's going on. Brady says he doesn't know anything. The Patriots say they don't know anything. Sounds like poppycock. But is it more for, again, the lessons that are learned here with youngsters coming along? What does this tell kids and adults about the efficacy of telling the truth?
Yeah. Well, you can rest assured that the research is pretty clear on this, is that most kids, the overwhelming majority of kids, in fact, don't look to professional athletes for their moral leadership. They look to more professional athletes for their incredible physical skill.
Oh, I know. Wait a minute. They look to politicians for moral leadership.
Oh, yeah, right. Politicians are by far ahead of everybody on the planet as to being the moral beacons of our society. And they certainly don't look to the religious sector either, at least in our country. But kids are bright enough to understand that at the highest level, what you're looking at is professional entertainment. And most kids, in fact, understand that the National Football League, among the major sports, is a heck of a lot closer to professional wrestling as it is to moral development. Yeah. It's entertainment. It's spectacle. It's a whole heck of a lot of fun. But nobody gets riled up about whether or not an athlete cheats.
Number three. There's a world of reality, isn't it? Huh? Nobody really cares if you're a cheater or not. Number three this week, speaking about cheaters, those bums in ISIS and what the threat is, pretty nasty with the Japanese. Well, there are a couple of different hostage situations going on, as we hear in this conversation from host Ray Dunaway. He has author Joy Brighton on his program talking about Sharia law, Islamic religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Is Sharia necessarily part of Islam?
You know, I am not an expert in this. I really, you know, what I do is I say, what's going on the ground here? Personally, to me, you know, what's in the Quran, what's in the Bible, what's in the Torah is pretty irrelevant. I think what's relevant is what is happening around the world and why is it happening and who is doing
right.
it. And
right.
so, you know, one of the most important pieces of Sharia law is that, you know, that there's, we have to, no criticism, as I said, which is why we have, you know, everyone, all of us are tippy-toeing around talking about radical Islam or anything else. That, right off the bat, says that we are already, because of, we are self-censoring ourselves, we are essentially already complying with Sharia law. Now, let me just say something. Sharia law, if you are a Muslim and you're praying five times a day to Allah, you are practicing Islam, your religion, protected under the First Amendment. If you are a Muslim and you want me or you or anyone else to pray five times a day to Allah, that's where the line is drawn. Now you are in the, now you're a Shariaist. You're practicing Shariaism. You're forcing control on others and stifling individual liberties. So Sharia law in and of itself is fine in certain cases if you are just choosing to do certain things your own way for your own personal
right.
being. But once you impose, once you start stomping on someone else's individual liberties, that is where we've got a political movement of control. That is radical Islam. That is Shariaism.
There's a letter floating around the internet written by an airline pilot that has some pretty interesting observations in it, and it all has to do with the threat and how uncomfortable we all are based on the current relationships people think they have or don't have with the Muslim religion. It's 16 and a half minutes before the hour, number two and number one, and they are not related. Come up next here on The Countdown.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot. This week, get 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With 4 flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Number two item this week on our talk radio countdown show, focus on the presidential race. You are going to have a hard time between now and next fall not having this included in the countdown. Every week there's something different. Who's in, who's out, who wants, who doesn't want. Here's host John Howell talking to Glenn Thirsch from Politico.com about what he thinks is going on with Mrs. Clinton.
Hillary Clinton's ready to go. They got a lot of cash behind them. They're very Machiavellian. I think bad things are going to start happening, coincidentally, of course, to Senator Bernie Sanders, Governor Martin O'Malley, and former Senator Jim Webb. Do you think they're all going to start falling down flights of stairs?
That's funny. You know, I think the funny thing about it, a couple of friends of mine wrote a book earlier this year in which they detailed this Hillary Clinton enemies list. The truth of the matter is the Clintons do not off their enemies. They bring them into their camp. That seems to be their strategy. If you want to get paid or you want to get some sort of a payoff, the best way to do it is to come out early in opposition to Hillary Clinton. I'll give you an example. Hmm. One of the people who are sort of at the core of Clinton's team is a fellow by the name of David Brock, who is the head of this Media Matters empire, runs a couple of super PACs, extraordinarily influential in the Clinton inside circle at this point. And this was the guy who, for the American Spectator in the 1990s, wrote the most scurrilous stories about Bill Clinton's affairs. I mean, the Clintons have no... How do I put it? The Clintons have a minimal gag reflex when it comes to the company they pick politically.
Hmm. Minimal gag reflex. Excellent band name, by the way. So, well, in other words, instead of offing you, they just marginalize you.
They marginalize and co-op. I mean, look, you know, in fact, that was sort of a strategy that backfired in 2008. They attempted to influence the South Carolina primary, which is the highest concentration of African-American voters, by buying off a couple of high-profile state senators. I don't think it's going to work. But, you know, that is their strategy. And if you kind of look at who they are aggregating, essentially their campaign is being configured by former Obama people. Mm-hmm. Joel Benenson, Obama's pollster, you guys know him very well in Chicago, is playing a far greater and more expanded role. So is Jim Margolis, another former Obama person. So, you know, this is much more... a matter of if you can't beat him, join him.
I don't see Hillary Clinton having the gut to do this. I think she comes with just a boatload of negatives. I don't buy it, this coronation of Hillary Clinton as a de facto nominee.
Well, if she is, listen, you know, I've heard a lot of people in her circle say this. Some of, they are perhaps being disingenuous. But I think if Jim Webb sticks in the race and Bernie Sanders sticks in the race and they give her at least some good debates, I think it's really important that she is challenged. I covered her in 2000, really from 2005 through the end in 2008. And I will tell you, she was never better than when she was on her heels in the beginning of 2008. I mean, she found her electorate, and it was a surprising electorate.
All right, so Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, how many times can we say that with enthusiasm? Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush. Okay, you get it. Number one, up next on our weekly countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one item this week on our Talk Radio Review is a focus on the Northeast Blizzard. The storm of the century. Well, not quite. Outside on my farm, I had 34 inches of snow. However, that's nothing to sneeze at, even though it's caused a lot of people to get a cold. Here's host Dom Giordano, who's in Philadelphia, talking to Joe Bastardi, the weather forecaster, about problems some of the forecasters had with getting it right.
How accurate were you in your predictions? What kind of grade would you give yourself?
In New York City, a C. Everywhere else, an A. And as far as seeing it as far away, we've been highlighting this to our clients for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're highlighting what we believe is coming early next week. In fact, back on January 15th, when we started pulling out of the cold that we're in, we immediately said the 26th through February 10th will be a nasty period of weather. In fact, I called it epic cold and snow and everything else because I think we're going to see one system after another coming at the northeastern part of the United States, and Arctic air is pressing its issue now. And you're going to see the coldest temperatures of the winter by far.
Yeah, it's been pretty cold here in Philadelphia, Joe. I know, and windy. I mean, the wind has intensified. Let me ask you, though.
Come on, this is chicken feed. It's 23 degrees out. When it's in the single digits and windy and cold, that's when you have to start worrying.
Well, you are a hardy guy, Joe, but how would you get New York City, the Big Apple, how would you get that wrong? What happened?
Well, what I said was that we thought that the accumulation there would be between 15 and 20 inches. And in this particular case, you had a storm that was rolling southeast through the Ohio Valley and was very well behaved up until central Pennsylvania. And then when the redevelopment began to take place, that's when it gets dicey. And, of course, the area we targeted right from the get-go, and this was when people were just looking and saying, what are you talking about? We're forecasting a blizzard in southeastern New England with 1 to 2 feet back on Thursday and Friday. And then we expanded that area west, and we settled on 15 to 20 around the New York City area with the island getting creamed. Now, what's happened in New York? The park's at 8.6. LaGuardia is up to 12 now. So, you know, it's funny because, in a way, you call something that far away and then you don't nail it exactly at the end. It's very, very frustrating. But 90% of the area that was forecast to have a blizzard is having a blizzard.
We're having a blizzard. Here's host Jeff Kuhner talking about an unbelievable story coming out of New Jersey about what happened when a couple of teenagers tried to make money shoveling people's driveways after the blizzard. Listen to this.
Matt Molinari and Eric Schneff, two teenagers, 18 years of age, from New Jersey. And as you know, New Jersey, not as bad as here, but they got walloped with a good snowstorm. And so, like many other teenagers before them, going back decades upon decades upon decades, said, hey, this is a great chance to A, do good, help people shovel out, and to make a little money. So, there they are, handing out flyers. They're going door to door, handing out flyers, saying, hey, we've got our own little makeshift snow shoveling service. We want to shovel your driveway. We want to shovel your stairs, your sidewalk. And basically they said, look, we want to help some people out, and we're going to get paid whatever you're willing to pay. To me, this is old-fashioned Americana. This is old-fashioned entrepreneurship. Guess what? As they're going door to door, I swear to you, a police officer stops them and says, what are you guys doing? And they say, well, we're just, you know, handing out these flyers. We're going to shovel people's driveways. We're going to shovel their stairs. Guy says, no. Literally, the police stop. They say, what are you doing? This is a crime. And the kids are stunned. What do you mean it's a crime? It's a crime. Because apparently, according to New Jersey law, passed by the Democratic state legislature, I may add, but let that go. Check this out. The cops tell these two innovative teenagers that anyone selling a service door to door has to apply, check this out, for a license that costs $450.
That's why America is in the shape that it's in. I wouldn't have bothered with the flyers that you knock on the door, but how many of you sent your children out, or how many of them wanted to, of their own accord, go out and shovel driveways and shovel walkways? And this is what America, the story from New Jersey, this is what it's become. I wonder what Chris Christie is going to do about that. If he wants to be president, he better fix that problem first. There we have it, a review of the hot hits, the stories, the big topics of this past week, ending with number one's big blizzard of the week. I'm Doug Steffen. My pleasure to be here as the host of the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.